Arabella by Georgette Heyer, read by Phillida Nash. Chapter 1. The schoolroom in the parsonage at Heythrum was not a large apartment, but on a bleak January day, in a household where the consumption of coals was a consideration, this was not felt by its occupants to be a disadvantage. Quite a modest fire in the high, barred grate made it unnecessary for all but one of the four young ladies present to huddle shawls round their shoulders. But Elizabeth, the youngest of the Reverend Henry Tallant's handsome daughters, was suffering from the earache, and, besides stuffing a roasted onion into the afflicted orifice, had swathed her head and neck in an old cashmere shawl. She lay curled up on an aged sofa, with her head on a worn red cushion, and from time to time uttered a long, suffering sigh, to which none of her sisters paid any heed. Betsy was known to be sickly. It was thought that the climate of Yorkshire did not agree with her constitution, and since she spent the greater part of the winter suffering from a variety of minor ills, her delicacy was regarded by all but her mamma as a commonplace. There were abundant signs, littered over the table in the centre of the room, that the young ladies had retired to this cosy, shabby apartment to hem shirts, but only one of them, the eldest, was thus engaged. In a chair on one side of the fireplace, Miss Margaret Tallant, a buxom 15-year-old, was devouring the serial story in a bound volume of the Ladies' Monthly Museum, with her fingers stuffed in her ears, and seated opposite to Miss Arabella, her stitchery lying neglected on the table before her, sat Miss Sophia, reading aloud from another.